Good morning. My name's Phil Hardy. I'm the editor and publisher of The View from the Boundary. And I'd like to initiate the first panel, which is about licensing content online, new trends. To give some perspective to this, I'll do a very short background piece. Now, Professor Lessig has pointed out that largely the architecture of copyright is failing the digital age. I don't want to prejudge what the panellists will say, but it would be, I think, probably fair to say there are serious problems about the architecture of licensing in the digital age. And to put that in perspective, I'd like to take us back. This is a quote from Professor Adrian Jones, a book called Piracy, The Intellectual Property Wars from Gutenberg to Gates. And this is what he says in the beginning of the book. Information has become the principal foundation of modern social, economic and cultural order, as it has become the key commodity in the globalised economy. So control and management of information have vastly increased in overt importance. Now, to give an example of that, if we go to a concern with information, recently, as you know, the European Union has published a request for proposals with regard to a global repertoire database. And as part of the request, it notes, currently, throughout the entire network of music publishers and musical work, collective rights managers, for example, author societies around the world, there is no single resource that provides open access to authoritative information about the ownership or control of the global repertoire of musical works. There are, of course, numerous databases of various qualities, and it goes on like that. But the Commission makes the absolutely vital point is that as we're entering into the digital age, this problem manifests itself most particularly with regard to purely online exploitation business models, and which is why we're here. Now, as the Commission notes, there have been several earlier attempts at creating the information necessary to administer and to license copyrights. From the record industry, there's been the IRC numbers, the CIS information system from CSAC, there's Fast Track, there's also now various commercial operations that offer to track rights, the usage of rights for people. The central problem that these all have is that they're proprietorial. In other words, that someone owns it. So there's a question of ownership of information, the question of the ownership of the metadata about the works that might be should be available for licensing. And this obviously leads to, and there are other questions, which is the need for a transparent administration of copyright. The various societies, which have been much criticised by the Commission, for them, information is power. And so although they share it to a degree, they don't wish to share it clearly. So what we're coming up to is general questions about the architecture of copyright and also about the architecture of licensing. And I would stress that copyright and licensing, while they're related very closely, can also be seen independently. Indeed, if we go back to the, as it were, the pre-dawn of copyright, and we go back to the Stationers' Company and the register of books that they kept, once your book was on the register, that was a claim to your ownership of it, and other printers, publishers wouldn't seek to print it, but they could license it. So, finally, the Register of Books came to an end because there was a slight problem with the fact that the publishers wanted to maintain the complete copyright and not give any to the authors, and there was also the question that the Crown Government in the UK was unhappy with the growing power of the stationers' company. But that's a separate argument that's about the development of copyright and its administration, and it leads to territorial things and so forth. But what I want you to focus on for a short while is this register. So there it was. Once you paid money and your book went into the register. Now, this is a very small, we're talking about thousands of titles, not millions, and we're talking about one country, the UK, not the world, or a large region like Europe. But it offers a simple parallel that might work. The question, of course, is how it might work, which is, of course, why we're here. Right, so that's hopefully given you an indication, and maybe we'll start with...